Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Shang and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toedt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Russell. Blue moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Gerber steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely is hit by the pitch. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Brannan moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely scores. Brannan moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Brannan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. O'Rourke steals third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Meyer. O'Rourke scores. Shang moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Tate reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Tote goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brannon moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brannon moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brannon tags and scores. Mainisch tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Jack Russell. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing second base. Merle Settlemyer now pitching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer fires to first and picks off McNeely. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Settlemyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brannan bunts towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's 10-3, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer fires to first and has Manish trapped. There's the throw to Rothrock, who tags Manish for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Schultz goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.